Welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Just lift your hands where you're seated. Keep playing a little bit. Keep playing. Lift your hands. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit, would you? Just pray. The cloud. Mambraso cremente che stai. Lebreve sopra vegetai. Shebremento. Can you raise your voice and pray in the Spirit? Lift your voice. Pray. The anointing is already beginning to fall right now. The oil, the oil. We receive, we receive, we receive. The prophetic anointing, the anointing of Pentecost, the Spirit of the Lord God. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Just one more time, lift your voice a little bit higher and pray in the Spirit. Fill the atmosphere with prayer, with praise, with expectancy. Place a demand on that anointing for your life tonight, for your ministry, for your home, for your family. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass this night. Oh, brasi cremendo shededai. We welcome you, we honor you. We're hungry, we're desperate. We want an encounter. We want an encounter with you. We want an encounter with your presence. We want an encounter with your power. We want to be carriers of the glory of God. Oh, brasi crementoriata. What a powerful, powerful manifestation of the Spirit here right now as these candles were lit, as the music was playing, as Pastor Harold prayed, the Spirit of the Lord just came upon you already right now. How many of you sense the presence of God on you, weighty, heavy right now, all over this room? And I believe that in this moment, there's a prophetic word coming to many in this place. And 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 1. I would ask if you could stay with me, if I may ask that. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 1. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, "Has not the Lord anointed you to be the prince over his people Israel? And you shall reign over the people of the Lord, and you will save them from the hand of their surrounding enemies. And this shall be the sign to you that the Lord has anointed you to be the prince over his heritage. When you depart from me today, you will meet two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say to you, the donkeys that you went to seek are found. And now your father has ceased to care about the donkeys and is anxious about you, saying, 'What shall I do about my son?' Then you shall go on from there further and come to the oak of Tabor. Three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you there, one carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall accept from their hand. After that, you shall come to Gibeath Elohim, where there is a garrison of the Philistines. And there, as soon as you come to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with harp, tambourine, flute, lyre before them prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will rush upon you, and you will prophesy with him and be turned into another man." Verse 27 says, "But some worthless fellows said, 'How can this man save us?' And they despised him and brought him no present, but he held his peace." Dear friends, tonight I want to say to you that the wind cannot be seen, but the wind can be felt. The effects of the wind can be seen. You can see the branches and the leaves move as the wind blows through the trees. And tonight I want to say to you that even though you and I cannot see the Spirit, we cannot see this invisible cloud or this anointing, we can feel it. We can see the effects of it. And I want to just out of this portion of Scripture give you seven effects of the anointing in your life. From this night, as you are anointed with oil tonight, I believe, I declare it over you, that there will be seven manifestations. And the first thing I want to say is, after that the anointing comes upon you, you will recover the things that you have lost. Come on, let's give God a praise for that. The prophet said the donkeys have been found. The donkeys you've been looking for has been found. And so tonight, as this oil is poured out on your life, let there be a manifestation of restoration. Let there be a return of that which was lost. Let that which was lost be found in your house, in your finance, in your business, in your spiritual life. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you to restore to you that which was lost. Come on, give God a big praise and a shout. Claim that anointing. Claim that anointing. And he says to him, you will go on from there. You will move on from there. You shall go on from there further and come to the Oak of Tabor. The second manifestation I believe that's going to manifest after this anointing oil comes upon you tonight is that you are going to see progress and advancement. You are going to move forward, not backwards. You're not going to decrease. You're not going to devalue. You're going forward in the anointing power of God. You're going forward, advancing. This year, 2018 will be different to 2017. God says, I will crown this year with bounty, with goodness. It will overflow with abundance. If you believe that one more time, give Him a praise. You're moving forward. You're progressing. And verse 4, He says, they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall accept from their hand. The anointing will make men salute you. The anointing will cause you to stand out. You will no longer be ignored. The people that have ignored you will take note when this anointing comes upon you, and they will salute, they will respect, they will honor the anointing upon your life. Can you say amen? They will salute you, he says, and you must take what they give you from their hand. Accept it from their hand. I want to say tonight to you that the fourth manifestation of this anointing, there's going to be a supernatural manifestation of provision, of supply. And God says very clearly to you tonight, accept what is given to you. Don't push it away. Don't resist it. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't let false humility stop you from receiving what God is sending your way. God is going to use people to put into your hand, to put into your account, to put into your family, to put into your business, to put into your life that which you've been praying for. Can we give God a shout of praise if we believe that? Receive what is coming to you. Hallelujah. Men will give to you. Men will give to you. Supernatural provision will come to you. Wherever the anointing is, there's no lack. Wherever the anointing is, there is abundance. There is provision. There is supply. Even in the midst of lack and famine and scarcity, if the anointing is upon you, the oil and the flour will multiply. Hallelujah. This year, God has already crowned this year for us with His bounty, with His abundance. His wagons are full and they are overflowing, and it's on their way, carrying the provision, carrying the blessing of God. Won't you lift your hand and say, I'm expecting supernatural provision after this anointing. And then he says, after that you shall come to Gibeah Elohim, which means in the Hebrew, hill of God. You shall come to the hill of God, where there's a garrison of the Philistines. And there, as soon as you come, you will meet a group of prophets. You will go up and you will meet them prophesying, and the Spirit of the Lord will rush upon you. Tonight I want to tell you there's an elevation. The moment this oil comes upon you tonight, there will be an elevation of faith, an elevation of anointing, an elevation of capacity, of spiritual insight and understanding. Every gifting, every anointing, every ability in your life will be elevated. You're coming to the hill of God. You're going up to a higher place, to a higher dimension of the presence of God. How many of you know there's a different climate up on the mountains than there are at the bottom of the mountains? The higher you go, the colder it gets. Things that grow at the bottom don't grow at the top. The higher you go in God, the more things die. That's worldly, that's carnal. And the more you come into a place where you can encounter the presence and the glory of God. And once you've been in the climate of the glory of God, and you come down from that climate, not just atmosphere, climate. Climate is a sustained weather pattern. A climate is formed only after there is a sustained weather pattern or atmosphere. In other words, the more you stay in the presence of God, the more the atmosphere in your life becomes a climate. Because it's not just a once-off thing, it's a daily thing. And when you come out of the climate of God's presence and you come to this worldly climate, just like Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration with three of His closest disciples, when they came down from that climate where the glory was, down here disciples were struggling to cast out a devil. But when Jesus came out of that glory, that climate, on top of that mountain, that high place, He drove out what they couldn't drive out. I prophesy to you, what could not be driven out before, after this anointing comes on you, in this moment, you'll be able to drive it out. Somebody shout, this time it's going to go because of the climate of the anointing on your life by dwelling in the high place of God. He continues, the prophet, and says, when this happens, when the Spirit comes upon you, when you prophesy, when the Spirit rushes on you, when these signs happen, verse 7, do what your hand finds to do, for God is with you. Would you raise your right hand with me tonight and say, God is with me. How many of you know tonight that when this anointing touches you, it is a sign, a prophetic sign, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, that God is with you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. Acts 10:38. When God is with you, whatever was impossible before will become possible when God is with you. Do what your hand finds to do. Do what your hand finds to do. There are goals, there are dreams, there are visions, there are desires of your heart that you will see come to pass in 2018. You will have it. You will possess it. It will be yours. Can I ask you a big favor? Can you give God an aggressive, violent kind of praise? Come on. Give Him a prophetic kind of praise. Give Him praise like the Spirit of the Lord is rushing upon you.
Somebody shout woo!
Just remain standing, because he says in verse 27, the Bible says, some of the worthless fellows said, of Saul, they said, who can this man really save us? How many of you know there are some worthless situations in your life? There are some worthless opinions, judgments, criticisms, reports in your life saying, what will become of you? Who do you think you are? Do you have anything? But the Bible says that Saul held his peace. He kept quiet. He didn't argue. He didn't try to promote himself. He didn't try and explain who he was. He kept quiet. Because when the anointing is upon you, I'll say that one more time. When the anointing is upon you, you don't have to explain. You don't have to promote. You don't have to defend. You don't have to tell people who you are. The anointing will speak for you. The anointing will speak for you. The anointing will speak for you. Come on, give God a praise, somebody. Give God a shout. Somebody say tonight, the anointing will speak for me. Hallelujah. In this prophetic atmosphere of Pentecost, I sense to say, hold your peace. Don't try and fight this fight you're in. Don't try and make people convince them to like you, to approve of you, to accept you. The anointing is going to do it. In that day, how many of you know that day is now? That day is this day. If you believe that, lift your hands and shout now. In that day, the anointing shall remove that burden and destroy that yoke. Would you lift your hands up by both your hands? As the music plays, the presence of God is here. Lift your hands. The word of the Lord has come to you. Would you one more time lift your voice and worship the Lord? Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Just for a moment. Encounter His presence. Encounter His power. Encounter His glory. Encounter that anointing right now. Right now. Right now. This is how you access what is in the cloud. What is in the cloud, you need to draw on it. You need to claim it. You need to get a hold of it. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. All over this room right now. I release the anointing. I release the power of God. I release the presence of God. I release the fire of God. I release the move of the Spirit. I release healing, signs, wonders, deliverance, breakthrough, a prophetic anointing. In the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of the Lord rush upon you. May you prophesy. May you be turned into another man. One more time, Little Falls Christian Center, would you open your mouth and with the loudest volume you can, prophesy in the Spirit. Speak in other tongues. Take hold of that fire. Take hold of that anointing. Take hold of that power.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. He paid for our sins, our sicknesses, diseases, and afflictions. He came to set the captives free, to save the lost, to heal the brokenhearted, to rebuild what was broken down by the works of the enemy. For as true as I live, says the Lord, I will touch many in this land. A new phase, a new era of my Spirit has begun. And those that move in the rest, in the refreshing of my Holy Spirit, shall be refreshed on a daily basis. They will not look to the left or to the right. They will not be dismayed by news and news events, but their eyes shall be firmly focused on God. For I am your good news. I am your faith. I am the very substance of your faith. And the hope that you carry in your heart will not disappoint. Be firm, be consistent, says the Lord. For I'm about to get involved in your life on a new level that you knew not before. You'll begin hearing the voice of the Lord like never before. And things will fall into place like you desired, so shall be. Some of you have bogged yourself down. And the things of the world, the things of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, all of those things have blinded the eyes of many. And they served me not the way they should be serving me, says the Lord. And they burned themselves out because they served me not in the way that they are to do, with balance And the Lord says, I am the balance. I am the one who brings the balance. I'm the one who strengthens and empowers and gives you peace and rest. You will go home. You will sit outside under the tree and you will say, yes, the Lord has truly given me peace. He has given me the desires of my heart. Then you'll turn and you'll be a helper of many who are afflicted, who are poor, who are suffering. For from this place, says the Lord, I raise up many who will walk as an army. I will call and they will move. Every time they will move, they'll not be dismayed. They shall not be shaken. They will never say the grass is greener somewhere else. For the Lord is in your camp and the Lord is blessing you this night. And the Lord will prosper you. But I will surely judge the idols and the Antichrist spirit at work in this land. I'm about to expose all that. I'm about to bring it to the light. I will bring it to the light that it cannot be hidden at all. Then shall they know that the light has exposed the works of the darkness. And like rats that try to flee, there'll be no place to hide. For the Lord will cleanse this nation and revive the church. There are many in this nation that have called upon my name. Many in this nation that have believed in me. They will not be disappointed as long as they take my hand and they walk with the living God in holiness, in purity, in truth, in uprightness, in commitment, in loyalty, in absolute consecration to the will of God in their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody. Hallelujah. Come forward for a last prayer. Just everybody, I want to do one more mass prayer. They say you got to bring the coals together, then the fire gets warmer. Then the fire just burns stronger. The fire just burns stronger. Many of you never went home now. I know what's going on in your minds. You're all coming forward with big smiles on your faces. Maybe out of your way, I will go through all this crowd 10 times tonight. Caught you out. Amen. Come forward. Don't worry, it's only Christians around you. They definitely don't bite. Sometimes sheep also bite. They're not supposed to bite. Goats butt, but sheep, they're not supposed to use their teeth to bite one another. That happens. Amen. Now raise your hands to the Lord. The two trumpeters, for the last time, make the sound. Get into that now. As the sound begins to reverberate over the heads and the hearts of these people, I release the anointing that they so desire. I release the empowerment they so desire. In the name of Jesus Christ, Messiah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes. Everybody begin to sing in the Spirit right now. Oh, sing in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's coming on you now. Many have been healed tonight. That's right, that's right. Sing in the Spirit. Be empowered tonight. Yes. Yes. Men and women, raise their hands to the Lord this night in the name of Jesus Christ, because they stay till the end. They finish strong. So will be their lives. They will all finish strong with God. For you have put it in the hearts of these people to finish strong, to endure, to persist, to break through, says the Lord. I've given you the power, the breakthrough. This night, is yours. Now give him a praise offering for a breakthrough. Shout hallelujah. Amen. In a moment's time, you're going to give somebody a hug. Someone in enige richting, maak nie saak nie. Father, I just pray in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with one and all in this place. Be with them on the road. You are with them on the road. That's just like it is. And take them to the place of rest, even their homes, even where they work, even where they abide. It doesn't really matter where they go. For the Lord will go ahead of them and straighten their ways and give them favor. They will finish strong. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a final praise offering. Give somebody a hug.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.